Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Khan.
Jennifer Arenas greets me outside her house in Corona, Queens, ready for a day of taking the bus. This is travel training, learning how to get from home to school independently. It's a city program that's part of the education department for students with disabilities.
My mental disability, high-functioning autism, affects the way I control my emotions, the way I think.
Jennifer talks openly about having autism and how it does and doesn't shape who she is.
I really do not let it stop me from who I am because I have a passion for art and literature, and I often like to say things with analogies and in poetic styles.
She's in a special education program at Bayside High School, where she thrives. She's on track to graduate with a Regents diploma in June, and she's planning for college after that. But she's never left the house by herself before, ever.
Let me check your ID. You got your MetroCard, your ID ready to go?
Yes, I have it.
Jennifer's with her trainer, Maria Rocha, who's been working with her every day for more than a week of the three-week training. And on this day, another teacher from the program, Steve Garcia, joins in to see how the process is going.
Okay, where do we go from here?
We go here.
Okay.
Jennifer leads the way to the Q58, the first of two buses she needs to take to Bayside. Before now, she would take a school bus door to door, something she's happy to leave behind.
Since my sophomore year, I've always been wanting to be travel trained.
Why?
Because I've always wanted to come to school independently instead of riding the yellow bus, because the yellow bus always has those route problems where they add too many children.
Jennifer steps onto the Q58 and dips her student Metro card. She learns two different routes in case there are bus issues and she needs an alternative. And in addition to skills like crossing streets or how to problem solve if she gets lost, she learns the social nuances of how to be on a crowded bus.
You should, like, give up your seat for the disabled or elderly. And also, if you see, like, strange people, weird people, if you see them, for example, talking to themselves or swearing to themselves, other inappropriate behavior like that, just ignore them.
Jennifer pulls the yellow cord to get off the bus in Flushing. She's taught to pick out landmarks so she knows when her stop is coming up.
So what's that called, that yellow, that building?
The Boys Club of New York.
I see. Yes. So when you see the mural on the side of the Boys
Club
building.
With the basketballs and the tidal waves, I know that's my stop coming up.
Flushing, at about 8:30 in the morning, may be one of the most crowded neighborhoods you could find. Sidewalks are thick with pedestrians and fruit stands. There's plenty of street traffic. But Jennifer forges ahead unfazed, focused on getting to the next bus stop several blocks away. As we walk, Steve explains that another big component of the training is teaching students to resist talking to strangers, even if someone comes up just to ask for the time.
What we find is once a student answers, it's like opening a window. They have a difficulty with not answering the next question.
He says this is one of the biggest concerns of parents, that a stranger or even a classmate may take advantage of a trusting student with a cognitive disability. This was what worried Jennifer's father, Herman Arenas. But he says Jennifer was pretty persistent about starting this training.
She did bring it up, I'd say, a few days of the week, at least.
Yeah.
He says he's already seen Jennifer operate with more confidence since she started the program. And he says he knows how liberating it will be for her to take the bus or walk down the block by herself.
Sometimes we don't know that kids are trying to get away from us, especially when they're teenagers. They want to have privacy because, especially kids with disabilities, I think they're always being shadowed.
Do you know where we are? 150th Street and Northern Boulevard.
On the Q28 bus, Jennifer keeps an eye out for the next stop as we get close to Bayside High School.
So what landmark do you look for now?
When I see the Bayside High School athletic field by 32nd Avenue, I usually would push the stop button or pull the yellow cord or tape.
This is where we get off. So, Jennifer, this is your school.
It's huge, I know.
Wow, this is a really beautiful building.
Jennifer loves her high school.
This place is like my second home.
And as we stand outside on the grass, she reflects on how different her senior year will be.
I will get to shop by myself in the supermarket or in the mall and stay in after school for the after school program I would like to be in, like the yearbook club, for example.
She's never been able to stay after school and join a club because the yellow bus leaves at 2:30. Plus, she says she feels too old for the yellow bus.
And now that I'm 19 and I see majority of teenage girls, even girls my age, who travel on their own, makes me wish I could do it.
During these first few days of school, Jennifer will continue to work with her trainer. And if all goes well, she will travel on her own. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.